sweet talk.
Broadcasting from the world famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on June 8th, 2008.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
I bet you guys are wondering why I'm in studio. We'll get to that later.
Tonight,
Gene Lafferty warms us up for the Mansfield Reformatory Overnight Investigation. We'll be joining the Buckeye State Paranormal and Haunting Investigators on next weekend. Later, we'll be talking out-of-body experiences with David A. Warner. And finally, our old friend Richard Klunch is back to let us hear some of his EVP work.
How was that trip? Anyway, I blew up a board while you were gone. Sorry.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah.
You can hear my voice is going. My voice is going before the show. Yeah. I mentioned last week that I was going to be out of town still.
Yes.
So we ended up, I mentioned before the show that we ended up pushing real hard yesterday, doing like a 16-hour drive yesterday from Florida all the way to Indiana.
Well, at least you had a couple drivers, so you could break up the... so that worked out really well.
Yeah, we broke it up, so... basically, killed one air.
Oh, we didn't
That's
do the...
Fault. That's my fault.
Oh. Well, it's Doug, a good thing I faded it.
No, it's all good. Doug is still in training here, so...
Yes, it's a good thing I faded it out, because otherwise it would have been... who knows what would have happened.
No, it's all right. There you go.
Thing.
We're fixing stuff on the air here.
Click, click, click.
Yeah, so basically...
So at least you got to break up the trip a little bit and have a couple drivers, and, that makes it a lot better.
Yeah, well, basically, why is my mic channel so low?
Yours is very low, mine is very high.
Now I'm in.
Oh, you sound much better
now. We didn't really want to hear from
you. Oh, that's right, you're in studio.
Oh, you're screwing with me now, aren't you?
I forgot. Yeah.
Right, no, you're cool.
I'm in training.
I was wondering why my channel was so low. All right, so
everyone's hearing me like I'm at the bottom of a tin can.
Let's start over.
You sound great.
But yeah, basically, jeez, OP.
We sat there. We tweaked.
That was the best I had ever heard you, Scott.
Yeah, you're funny. No, basically, we pushed
Scott in a well. It was awesome.
We pushed really hard yesterday and got from Florida to Indiana.
Yeah.
By about 4 a.m. This morning.
Wow.
And then we got up about 9 a.m., much to Amber's dismay.
I believe that.
I threw her in the shower, made her get dressed, and we got in the car and drove all the way. Got here at about 4:45 p.m.
Wow.
To which I come home, my toilet don't work for some reason.
Oh, sorry about that. We were flushing poodles.
Apparently, my toilet don't work.
Yeah, last Sunday we found a couple stray poodles and flushed them. I didn't know that they'd clog it up. I'm sorry.
I had no clue.
They looked like they went down. I know.
the toilet doesn't work, a tornado comes through, we have a tree down in the front yard of the winery right now.
Yes, we do.
The rain, I think, did finally subside, so hopefully that's the one warning we're going to have right now is that we might... If we all of a sudden just totally cut out, we got nasty storms coming through Michigan right now.
It was a tornado warning when I arrived. Not watch. There's a difference. And I imagine people in states and countries where they don't have that kind of thing. A tornado watch is when conditions are right for a tornado to form.
Yeah.
A tornado warning means one's been sighted within X number of miles. So we had a warning, which means there was one somewhere near here.
Something happened. So, yeah, there's a tree sitting in the winery's front yard right now.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, my voice is starting to go too because I've been breathing refurbished air for the last day and a half in a car.
Yeah.
So I think that's what kind of killed my voice. We ended up getting home a bit early. Like we got here we got home last night. Like, figured let's just get on the road so I can get home and do the show with you guys instead of trying to do it on the phone.
I can't tell you what a relief it is to have you in the studio.
Well, the board's working good. We got the old board in place still. I came home and did some testing, and the old board is broke. There's something totally fried on it. I don't know what happened. So we're going to try to get that fixed this week, but everything seems to be working pretty good here.
Hey, look what I have behind me. Did you see that?
I saw the new computers here, too.
What do you think of that? That's the new Ghostly Talk server.
Yeah, we mentioned that last week. We're going to be rolling this new server in there, hopefully getting this other board fixed because we're going to need it for the road here pretty soon. We're back. Not as strong as stronger than ever, like you normally say. But
we got an email. Tom, TJ something, emailed and said, I didn't even know you guys started late because, I sort of tuned in late. And I'm like, perfect. Because way it sounded like a good show to him. And he said it was a fine show. So really happy to hear that.
And the archive was up by about 1 a.m. My policy, the official policy on the website for archives and stuff like that is 24 hours within a broadcast. But my private policy I do when I'm here in the state... and we're doing the I'm here to do my duties, is I usually have everything done, ready to go, ready to rock before midnight.
I had to drive the capture home.
Yeah, yeah, because you didn't want to sit here all night waiting for that thing to upload. Right.
I had to drive home, plug it in, and then transfer it up to the server in raw form.
Yeah.
So that you could pull it down from the server
in Florida.
clip off the beginning and the end, and then fix my few mistakes.
Yeah, just do the post production work to
and then
get it up. So
encode it into the right bit formats or whatever, and then put it up for the podcast.
It was up by about 1 a.m.
In download format. Yeah,
I was happy about
that.
So we got that done. Tonight will be business as usual, aside from having to unpack everything and. I'm going to probably disassemble this board tonight, too, just for the heck of it, just because I'm curious to see
what's
inside.
We're going to have pictures of the guts of the board.
And now let's talk about something important. Congratulations to the Detroit Red Wings for winning the Stanley Cup.
I wondered if you had something to say to them.
Oh, I was going to.
Well, interesting story on that. Monday when we were at the hotel. Yeah, that was the Monday game. Monday we got back, and you guys will hear the whole debacle of Disney. Oh, my.
The debacle, yes.
They are a cult, I'm convinced. They're a complete cult. But we'll get to that in a minute, too. We got back from the D word, or what was it, Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
That's where we went on Monday. My feet were completely just bulbous, throbbing. They hurt so bad.
That's how my... Do you remember my brother's wedding?
Oh, God, yeah.
And we
those
got,
shoes killed you, yeah.
Oh, those shoes were death. And that's what they were like. So I hear you, and I feel your pain. I know exactly what you were going through.
Well, we got back, and I was dead.
Yeah.
I'm like, showered down, got in bed. And
you left the condo on the beach to go into the attraction and walk for literally
12, 14
hours.
We had a really nice hotel. We got
a
really nice hotel.
I have to say, I wouldn't have been at the condo on the beach at all. I'd have been at that place that you don't want to mention the entire time.
Friggin' hell.
True.
That's all it is.
It is the happiest place on earth.
Partying with Mickey 24/7.
Yeah.
I would have been.
Yeah.
But no, we were flicking around on the TV, though, just like looking to watch something for a few minutes before we crashed out. And sure enough, we found ESPN, or that station, the sports station, and happened to... see the Wings were playing, so we watched the game.
Mm-hmm.
We actually flicked it on the last 6 minutes when it was like 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, they're going to win the cup. We're going to watch this happen live. How cool is that? All right, man, you know. And they were, I mean, hard game, hard playing, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
This is the Stanley Cup playoffs. These guys aren't messing around no more. And, yeah, literally the last 34 seconds. I thought it was 32. 34. They scored on the
mm-hmm.
Red Wings, and they went into, what, triple overtime?
Triple overtime.
And, see, the thing that was weird about that is Amber was trying to stay awake. I was trying to stay awake. We both had been up. You know, I was up archiving the show till about 1:30 in the morning. And then
Walking around.
Well, no, we were up at 6:30 to go to, you know, to the D word.
Oh, right.
So we spent, and then we worked
and
up
then
the whole time. Yeah, all the way
home. 24 hours.
So,
and then, yeah.
So, yeah. So we were trying to stay awake to watch the game. And Amber and I just kind of were like taking shifts, you know, involuntarily. She'd fall asleep and I'd wake up and go, oh, okay, hey, check it out, you know. And then she'd wake up and I'd fall asleep and then, you know, back and forth and back and forth. And the last thing I remember was waking up and seeing the Penguins score on the Red Wings and win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I just turned it off. I'm like, okay, now I can go to bed. And it was like 1:30 in the morning. We had to be back up at 6 a.m. to go back to the D word.
Yeah.
So,
I watched
yeah.
every second of that game and it was heartbreaking.
But then they won on Wednesday.
Yes,
they won on Wednesday, right? So,
yes,
yeah, cool.
They did, and I have to say, I don't care who I offend. I am I'm extremely disappointed at the Pittsburgh fans for booing the Wings when they won the Cup.
Right.
Were they, I don't even know, were they at home when they won?
No, they were in Pittsburgh.
They were. Well, what do you expect them to do?
It doesn't matter. Show a little class. Don't be a sore loser.
Well, I've been to that part of Pennsylvania before. Oh, okay. We might have some listeners from there, and it's a rough bunch over there. So.
I just, show a little class, show a little decorum. They started chanting at one point, Red Wings suck. Apparently they don't suck too bad if they just beat your team.
Yeah, they beat your team, so why don't you just suck it up and go away? I agree. So, yeah, congratulations to those guys. Thanks for bringing that up, too, Bonnie. Yeah, our Red Wings won again. That's a, what is it? What, how many cups
That's
is that?
That's the 11th cup since 1926.
Wow. Who's got the record?
I'm not really sure. I think it might be the Montreal Canadiens.
Canadiens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll figure that one out later.
But that's four for Detroit in the past 11 years.
Yeah, they've really...
This is awesome.
Yeah, great team. And, yeah, I mean, I won't lie. I only watch hockey when... it's the playoffs.
Does it change
like
from Go Wings to Went Wings now that they've actually done
no.
it? Or oh, okay.
No.
Well, I saw the billboards coming into Detroit today as we're blowing through Detroit and we're, you know,
actually,
Go Wings.
Actually, on 12 Mile here, and when you're driving either to the expressway or from the expressway
yeah.
from here, there's like a giant tin foil Stanley Cup in a yard, somebody's
oh, really?
Yard, in the front yard, and it says honk for Stanley or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and you know,
cool.
Go Wings and honk for Stanley, and it's really cute.
Well, congratulations
I mean,
to those guys.
Giant,
is it?
I bet it's gone now. I mean, we had that
somebody,
you know tornado. Yeah,
it's
warning.
Probably
yeah.
yeah, it's in heaven. St. Pete just let it in. Said, "Okay, come on."
Yeah,
man.
I have a feeling it's probably gone now. But it was fantastic. I thought, "Wow, these are fans that are just under Bonnie's level of Red Wing fandom."
Well, I gotta say thank you to Tanya and Allie. Those were our friends on my trip to Florida.
Yeah,
who,
thank you for taking him away for a week. Believe me, it was wonderful.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
But I am
a little bored up.
But I'm really, really glad he's home. I really am. I can't even.
I
tell
come
you.
Home. I bring a storm with me as I come home. I mean, great. But no, Tanya and Allie from the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society. They were the ones that we went down to Florida with, and they were the ones that arranged everything. All I did was throw money at it.
Excellent.
They did all the work, so I want to thank them personally for having us.
Did you end up on a haunted tour, or was there no time?
You know what? There was...
Because I know you saw...
We saw one, yeah. I mentioned we saw one. That's the Sunday, last
yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah.
We were walking around. We found, you know, I'll plug them, St. Petersburg Ghost Tours. They had a hearse and stuff that they cruised around in.
Cool.
And a lot of it was pirate lore, a lot of pirate stuff around there. Obviously, you're right on the, you know, the
yeah,
Cove.
Yeah.
So, and I did see that, and I was interested in it, but we literally, this week,
there was,
you know, I haven't done a vacation.
About vacation.
Yeah. I haven't done a vacation in so long, I didn't realize, well, we got all the time in the world, we're on vacation. No, we don't. We spent 3 days at the D word, you know?
Right.
So, but we came back on Thursday, and I literally woke up about, we got in about like 11 o'clock Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Had a little bite to eat because we were both dying. We sat in traffic for an hour trying to get home.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm like falling over ready to fall asleep in the car. trying to drive. That was fun. And I literally got up about 9 o'clock on Thursday, hit the couch with my laptop, and laid there and watched, like, all of the mystery shows from, like, 9 a.m. to, like, 8 p.m. at night.
Oh, man.
I couldn't come out.
Now, that, to me, sounds like a vacation.
That's, well, exactly. You know, well, you're just being lazy. You're yeah. Dude, well, that's a vacation. I was the heat.
Sonny, like,
week,
no, no, no.
I'm
you're
sorry,
not at a D-Land
a week in
property.
Disney World, and I'll say it. I'm not going to call it the D word. A week in Disney World is heaven.
Yeah.
Not when it's like 110 degrees out and you're walking around. See, there's something about women or guys, anybody, I shouldn't segregate like that, anybody, when you put a stroller in their hand,
suddenly they drive crazy.
They can just run you over.
Yeah.
And, you know, me, I'm by Wednesday, we're at Epcot, I'm handicapped. I'm this close. I am this close to going, Amber, go to the next wheelchair station and get me one. I mean, I was this close to that, but I was like, if I do this, I have finally crossed over into that area of, okay, I'm old and I can't handle anything anymore. So I stuck it out, but I couldn't move. So, I mean, literally, I'm walking. It's like, you know, my hips didn't work anymore. They just wouldn't work. So I'm like kind of doing like that. Like that doozer walk where my feet come up and I just, you know, you know, because I don't want to, my feet are blistered up. I can't do anything. So I'm totally handicapped. And the strollers, you know, men and women, they get a stroller and it's like, well, I got a battering ram in front of me with two screaming brats. That's going to make anybody move out of the way, right? So, and of course I did, but I got nicked a few times. I mean, I got grazed a few, like, you know.
I think I know the secret.
Well,
you just ran a stroller. You stick a couple of anythings in it. It doesn't matter what they are at that point. Could be cantaloupes.
No, and I had a great time. Don't get me wrong. I had a really fun time.
A little tape recorder behind it of screaming kids.
Yeah, there you go.
Boom! It's your ticket to
the park. We had a lot
of
fun. We had a lot of fun when we were on the rides, you know. And I have to say, I will give the D-word people credit. They really, this whole fast pass thing they do now,
mm-hmm.
That's a really cool system they have where you go to the ride, and if there's a long line, you get a fast pass. It'll tell you what time to come back, and then you walk through a separate line that lets you right on the ride pretty much.
Sweet.
It's a really cool setup. We did that for a bunch of the bigger rides, like the newer ones.
Right.
And it really saved us a lot of time where we could go to some of the smaller rides that don't have lines and do our thing there. So it really, I will give them credit on the logistics of how they have that park
mm-hmm.
working now. That was really cool. I was impressed with that.
You also got to see Gowan.
We got to see Gowan. We spent the day with Gowan on Monday.
Yeah.
And hung out with him. And I knew it was going to be an adventure because, I mean, the first thing he says when we get there, he's like, you guys don't realize how happy I am right now to be in a place like this with you guys.
And, wow.
And from then on out, it was over with. Every smart crack you could think of, I mean, he had a ball, and it was great to hang out with Gowan all day long at Hollywood Studios. It's not MGM anymore. It's Hollywood Studios.
Yeah,
now.
It'll always be MGM to me.
I'm taking a sip here, sorry. But, yeah, we hung out with Gowan on Monday, and then we did the other 2 days with myself and Amber. And it was a good time. It was a lot of fun. I really did have a great time. It was just exhausting. And, you know, one of my neighbors, when I came home today, he's like, you know, so how was it? I'm like, dude, I died. It was too hot. And he's like, that's why you don't go there in June.
March is the perfect time.
He's like, you go in January. January to March, he said, is when you go. Because the weather is tolerable. He's like, it's just way
and
too hot.
And kids are still in school.
It's way too hot there. And that was the biggest problem, I think. I think I would have had a lot more energy if I wasn't bogged down with all the heat. I mean, I finally realized from this trip that I am Nordic at heart. And I do enjoy the cooler weather.
I would have loved it. I would have absolutely loved it because you've got
it made me sick. I was like just ugh.
Oh man.
Well, we went snorkeling.
Give me a rock
Friday.
In the sun in Arizona, I'll be happy.
We went on the snorkeling trip on Friday. And for what snow? I mean, I'm not much of a snorkeler anyways, and it was fun for a little while, but we spent like 5 hours in the sun that day. That was like this past Friday. And we got back to the condo and my head was killing me. Just the sun just doesn't do me well. And you know that. You know how
yeah.
I've always been kind of like, okay, you know, big sunglasses on my face. I don't like
well, I mean, yeah, look at my skin color, though. I love
I didn't
sun.
Get that much sun. I got a little bit of sun.
Yeah,
you actually are
darker.
Not much darker, though. I probably got
Amber's burned.
Amber's
she's
fried.
Burned.
Yeah, she fried. That was pretty cool.
But we got to go on the beach.
I mean, it's sad, though, because, you know, the shoulders, and she had, you know, then carrying a camera and a purse and everything like that.
Oh, it's hell.
That had to be, like, torture and... But the color is going to be good for her.
We got to go in last Sunday. That's when I spent the majority of the day. You know, we went and walked around the boardwalk and stuff. And I didn't, don't take this personal, but I didn't buy anything for anybody. I didn't buy anything for myself. I didn't come home with one souvenir.
That's awesome.
Except for all the crap I stole out of the hotel room at Disney. I didn't steal anything. Just the soaps, okay.
I grabbed the...
Which will be used quite accordingly at the gym.
I took the picture off the wall.
I have the cart that the lady was pushing around with the cleaning supplies on. Yeah. Threw that in the trunk.
Mm-hmm. But it was a good time. Yeah. We spent the majority of the day last Sunday in the hotel telephone.
It's great.
Yeah. We were in the Gulf all day swimming, and that was fun.
Is it warm? I mean, what
the water's good, but I forgot how salty it is.
Ah, yeah.
And that's really hard to deal with, you know. And now, I will give it one thing. My nose has never been more wide open because of the saline effect of the water when you get it up
that's
your nose.
That's true, yeah.
It totally blows your sinuses right out. So I'm like, just, oh my God, what is this toy car?
Where'd that come from? How long has that been in there?
But I'm not used to, you know, I got a little in my eyes and that really sucked. That hurt. Thankfully, yeah. I had my goggles on, so it wasn't too bad. But, no, it was fun. We, like I said, we snorkeled on Friday too, and we were out in the sun, riding around in a boat and stuff like that too. All in all, it was a really good time. We had a lot of fun, but you know, we like I said, we humped it yesterday. We drove a lot of miles yesterday, and drove a lot of miles today too to get home. So
yeah.
I figured, let's just get home, get things taken care of. I can be here for the show, and that way I don't have to sit up all night long waiting for the hour guide to come up. I can just get it done tonight for people. So yeah, that was pretty much the whole adventure. You
did a great job on the archive. Even though you were on vacation, thank you for pushing it to get home. Because this show hopefully will go much smoother.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hoping for.
I mentioned last week too. I want to say we couldn't get together again. Unfortunately, I was hoping to get together with Vance West again before we left,
but
he left for the weekend. He took off for the weekend at the end of the week, so he was gone.
Yeah.
But we did hang out last Saturday and had a good time together. So it was really great to finally meet Vance face to face. I'll mention that again, Vance, if you're out there, thank you. We hung out, had some drinks, and ate some food, and just talked about stuff. So that was another really real highlight. So I got to meet, you know, see some friends down there and stuff like that too, some of our friends. And all in all, I think it was a great trip. So our friends in Florida, thank you for having me.
Yeah,
I don't know what else to say. It was
only cost Ghostly Talk one mixing board.
Yeah,
and,
man,
that's not bad.
Yeah.
Our next three weekends are pretty packed, and we're going to talk about one of them on this show.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to Gene.
This upcoming weekend, of course, we're going to talk about Mansfield Reformatory.
Which we were just at about a month and a half, 2 months ago.
We were with Troy and his group, and we're going to go there with Gene and the Buckeye State Paranormal and Haunting Investigators.
Yeah, and, you know, we have a great group of people out there. Gene came to us a few months ago and said, hey, would you be interested in coming out and doing this thing with us? And we said, yeah, we love going to Mansfield. I love going, you know, Mansfield's the funnest, the most fun place because,
it's close to here, which is nice.
Yeah, it's only a couple hours away.
It's haunted, which is really good. And it's big. I mean, this is amazing. And I like it when groups like the Buckeye State Paranormal folks, I like it when they do something like that because, you know, when you set up an evening like that something like Mansfield or what's the other one? Moundsville.
Yeah.
Something where it's going to they really use the money for the to keep the place going. It's not like, you know, they're out on their yachts. These are people who are fixing up these historic and haunted locations and keeping them running.
Yeah,
that's important. And then you get to have a great weekend out. And I'll tell Gene that.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
When we talk to him.
I love going on these trips, and it's one of those, for us, of all the traveling, this is the high tide now. You know, next month we're going to be in Cape Cod. We're going to be,
Look
at our schedule. Yeah, that's a 12-hour drive. We're going to be breaking our backs here, you know, cruising around, going out and getting out there and doing our thing with the show and whatnot.
Is this a Friday night or a Saturday night that we're going?
Saturday night.
Okay, cool. And then of course, the weekend of the 20th, 21st, 22nd, Decatur, Illinois.
The annual.
This is the annual AG, American Ghost Society Conference.
Yep, Troy Taylor's event. One and only.
As far as events go, Troy really knows how to throw them. The Haunted Lincoln Theater in Decatur, Illinois is phenomenal.
Going to be a lot
Illinois,
of fun.
I pronounce the S.
I know.
I never.
I was going to let it
people
slide.
I never pronounce the S.
I was going to let it slide.
I can't believe I did that. I'm going to get totally
confused.
Because
I let it slide every time Scott says Louisville, so...
What he says, Louisville.
Yes.
Yeah.
So do I do that sometimes?
Yes, you do.
Sometimes. You say it a lot. And but
I'm
yeah,
like the Tom Tom. I just pronounce things as I see them.
But yeah,
turn right at Show.
The Shainer, right?
Shainer, yeah.
No, close I can't here. Even speak. The the Decatur, Illinois. It is open to everybody. You don't have to be a member of AGS in order to attend, and you can be there with us and all the people at the conference. It is one amazing time.
Oh, yeah.
Troy really knows how to put together. He's got friends. He's got big friends with really interesting things to say, and he gets them to come to these things and to do the events, and it is one heck of a time.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if you've got nothing going on the 20th, 21st, and or 22nd. Well, the 22nd is the day we leave, so 20th, 21st. Think about Decatur, Illinois.
Yeah, definitely do that. We're going to have Troy on next week. He's going to drop in. We're going to talk about that a little bit more at that time. A lot of stuff going on. For some reason, this month is just, at least for me, coming out of this trip.
Yeah.
Which was relaxing at certain times, but it was a lot of driving. It's going to be a really heavy month. And can you guys hear my voice?
Yeah,
I might have to take.
It's actually sounding like heaven to me right now.
Well, you know what? If that's the case, then I'm taking seriously. I might take a half an hour away here and get my voice back.
Hey, I can always turn up your gain.
Don't turn the gain up.
Oh, I can turn up your gain, and then you nobody'd even notice. You'd be like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, no. I don't want to do that.
Boom, boom. It's more like what it would sound like.
We got a couple minutes before we go to break. The show. Anything else anybody wants to get out that we haven't mentioned? Just for the administrative stuff.
I covered the Red Wing.
You know, all very important paranormal topics.
You know what? Yeah. I don't care if it's important to the paranormal or not. It's important to me.
And that's important to us.
Great, Bonnie. That's good. I'm glad you laid that down. I'm glad you stated the obvious.
That's
there.
How I feel. It's important to me. So.
Okay, well, then the mic's all yours, then, Bonnie. Keep going.
Let's see. What else should we talk about? We can talk about Doug.
No.
There's a lot of things I'd like to say about Doug.
No, we don't.
What happened this weekend?
Doug.
I don't even know. I'm just asking.
I went to Windsor again.
And oh, really?
It was fun. I had a great time.
Did you get loaded?
No. I do not drink anymore.
I have a new affinity for Mike's Hard Lemonade. I have to say that.
Really?
I'll pimp those guys.
Let's try that.
Next party. Well, it's not beer, so I can drink it.
Yeah.
So I had a bunch of those over, on vacation.
Well, I would just go right for the Mike's Diet Pepsi if they had it.
They have Mike's Hard Cola? Light Lemonade.
Oh, really?
So you could try
that. Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. It's pretty good.
Carbs in that. Of course, I just ate pizza, which is probably
a couple carbs
in there. But, yeah.
All right.
No, I did not get loaded. We simply went. We had a nice dinner on the river, which was really sweet. And then we played the Wii.
The Wii.
Yes. There's a game called Smooth Moves, which is absolutely hilarious.
Take it to break.
Break. It's fun. It's family friendly.
I'm sure it is.
You have to hold the controller.
Yeah, yeah.
The Wii controller is wireless and it's a remote kind of thing.
Yeah,
It gives you different things. Like you hold it in the palm of your hand. It's called the waiter. You can throw it or have it like a dart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called like the artist's sketch pen or something. And then you hold it like a samurai stance. So you hold this in different positions, and then you have to do something.
Oh, I can smell just like the filth coming off this
it's
game.
It's not filthy. It's very, very family friendly. It's very nice. It's all ages, and it is. But it's insane. It's very Japanese-ish in that all these little tasks that you have to do are just insane. Much like it's insane not to go to break right now.
Well, check out that game that Doug suggests.
Smooth
I think I am going to take a half an hour away. You guys cool
what?
With that?
What?
My voice
it's
is killing
fine,
me.
Scott.
Well, no, you know what? We'll figure it out.
We're going to
break here.
Idea.
We'll figure it out.
We're going to break
here. I'm here. I'm back, guys. It's cool, you know. But I'm just let me ease my way back into this thing. This
That's
is a hard plan.
That's fine. That's fine.
We'll be back with Gene Lafferty of BFPHI.com.
All right, listen up, everybody. I'm Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. Yeah, you know me from Strangeland and the House of Aaron, TV and Stardust on Screen. And you're listening to Ghostly Talk. Know that.
What are we made of? Why do I get sick? How can I live a more balanced whole life? These are just a few of the questions explored each week by naturopath, medical intuitive, and clairvoyant Dr. Rita Louise on Just Energy Radio. Explore your possibilities every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us at JustEnergyRadio.com.
Shadow governments, strange rituals, new world
shadow
order,
governments, strange
buried
rituals,
treasures,
new
planetary
world
mind control,
strange rituals,
military cover up.
Shadow governments, strange rituals, new world order, very treasures, planetary mind control, corporate
Out there. It's a strange world.
Visit OutThereRadio.net for more information.
That I can't.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal, ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
God, man.
I know, that was quick. Did you get the files that you
Yeah, well, I got to bounce them still. We'll do that. Obviously, we talked about the last segment. We were talking about Mansfield Reformatory.
Right.
How many times have we been there now?
40 million.
40 million.
And it was worth it. I think it was worth it every time.
Well, it feels like it. We love going back there all the time, and that's why when Gene Lafferty came to us and said...
It was one of the things we started with, actually. We started... Didn't we...
It was probably the first, like, major, like... Before all these places turned into, like, you know, TV fodder, you know,
yeah.
or...
yeah.
To be frank, you know, before...
That is
true. I mean, Mansfield was, like, the first place we ever really went to back in the day, and went on a ghost tour with several other people and stuff like that. It was just a lot of fun. It was, you know... And the thing about Mansfield, like a lot of these places, too, especially Mansfield, is that... Mansfield's an amazing, amazing structure.
It's huge.
It's a beautiful place.
It's got
always
history.
Something. Yeah. Oh,
it
man.
Is when it was built by who? Levi T. Schofield.
Yeah.
Or Schofield.
Yeah. Wow.
It was built with those, you know, the to be spiritual. I mean, with the spires toward heaven, you know, things like that.
Very, very. Yeah.
And lifting.
We learned a lot
enlightening.
From people at that place, and it's just even if it's, you know, I always tell people that even if you don't get a, you know, a picture or an EVP or whatever it may be, there's always something to look at Mansfield because it's just such an amazing place to go to.
So what they have now, of course, is now most of it is still in ruins. I mean, it's pretty despicable. It's,
they've done a lot, though.
And they have, since we started going, they have done a lot of work, and it costs money.
Mm-hmm.
So what they've done is they've created the public ghost hunts, and if you go to, what is it, OSRsomething.com or Ohio
well,
State?
Well, maybe Gene knows.
I don't remember exactly the... Yeah, we'll find out. But the if you go there, you can look up the public ghost hunts, or evidently you can rent out for private use. And these are overnight hunts. These are ghost hunts. They are... the money, again, goes toward restoration and operation of this building. It's not people, you know... going to, you know, on yachts in the Bermuda, around Bermuda or anything. This it goes toward, you can see.
Well, and take it from us, we've watched this place, you know,
go from literally looking as abandoned as it was.
Mm-hmm. To a lot of changes have been
There's
made.
Been a lot of changes and a lot of work put into the place.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
costs a lot of money in a structure
totally.
This size and of this historical value.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's good stuff. And what I like is that ghost hunting groups and entrepreneurial kinds of people could, you know, people with enough gumption can organize a hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you work with them to organize an overnighter. Mm-hmm. And any proceeds go to that, you know, renovating the structure.
Absolutely.
Which is phenomenal.
And that's what Gene's working on.
And that's what Gene was doing, and he invited us to go for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, so what we did is we thought it would be really cool to talk to him about it.
Mm-hmm.
His website is www.bsphi, the Buckeye State Paranormal and Haunting Investigators. Gene Lafferty, welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Well, evening, guys. How are you guys?
Real good. It's good to have you on the show finally, and we've done a lot of corresponding over the last couple months, so it's finally great to finally... And we talked briefly a couple weeks ago, if you remember, Gene, but now we're here. You are in the seat. So welcome, and yeah, you know, we're really happy to be going on this thing with you guys. We love going to Mansfield, and we're really excited about that. How many people do you have approximately coming on this thing this weekend?
Well, when we originally set it up, we didn't want any more than 40. And we actually, after everybody started sending applications in, we stopped at 30.
Oh, that is phenomenal.
Oh, really? So it's a small group then, for a place that size.
Exactly. We will only have 30 people there, so no one stepping on top of each other. It should be nice and quiet, the way we like to do things.
Yeah, and that's... Thank God.
This is fantastic.
You know what's funny, Gene? I got to mention this, too, because it really ties in. I mentioned we were snorkeling this past Friday when we were in Florida, right?
Yeah, I see how that ties in.
Wait. Shut up and I'll tell you. Gene, you'll laugh about this, too.
Anything to drop in the Florida bomb.
I love the way these segues are just phenomenal. Okay. So
we had a boat with 30 people on this little boat, and they're like, okay, here's your snorkels. Jump in the water, right? So we jump in the water, and I got my snorkel and my mask, and I'm looking at, trying to look at the minnows.
It
wasn't like an octopus or anything cool down there, right? But I'm sitting there, right? The Lambert, she freaks. She's like, oh my gosh, you got to
make a used all the octopuses or whatever they're called.
Yeah, the fake ones.
Through the,
they got a fake octopus down there.
It's a D attraction.
No, but, so I'm sitting there, though. I'm sitting there, like, I got my mask on, I'm down there, and I'm floating around, looking around and stuff, and I'm bumping into people left and right. Boom. Boom. And I look at Amber, Gene. I look at Amber. I swear to God, I said this. I look at her, and I'm like, this is just like going on one of these big ghost hunts we go on sometimes. It's the exact same thing. You're stepping on people left and right. But it sounds like you guys have remedied that by keeping the group really small, Gene.
Yeah. The only thing we wanted to do was make sure we got enough people there to make it worth their time, but still not too many people that we can't do an actual investigation while we're there.
Yeah, right.
And I highly agree. I think it's fantastic. What about? Have you been to OSR before?
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah, actually, I have never been there before. I know I'm probably one of the few people who will be going this time who have never been there.
You are in for a treat.
You're in
for
a treat.
Yeah, I've read a lot about it, and it looks like it's just a really nice place.
Well, Mansfield also, and this is another feather in their cap. They got a really great group of people who administer the place now, and also the volunteers they have at nighttime. Scott Sokol, who's a real good friend of ours, he's one of the he's like the head guy now there, and he will help you with anything you need. So I'm sure you're going to meet him that night, Gene, along with everybody else. But they have a great crew of people that'll walk you around, show you where you need to go, and stuff like that. And that's how we learned. I mean, I know that building pretty well now. Not every little corner of the place, but I know the building pretty well now because of how helpful people were there in the past to us.
Well, it's really interesting because when we first started talking about wanting to do something larger, I contacted another, well-known haunted location south of Ohio, and they had so many restrictions on their free-range ghost hunt that we were like, well, how can you do an investigation? So when I contacted Mansfield here, they're like, oh, yeah, it's yours. be careful.
Well, the thing is, too, I think with some of these places, these larger places, too, you're going to have... I know we've experienced this going to some of these places that, not everybody is there to do ghost hunting. Some people are there because they've seen TV and stuff like that, and they want to get a thrill for one night. And when they're not getting the thrill they thought they were going to get, they're going to try to make their own thrills and things like that. And sometimes I think that some of these other places or whoever may be out there, they might have to go, look, okay, we need to start putting some rules and stuff on this because people are getting a little too, there's too much horseplay. And especially in a dark place like Mansfield, if you scare the wrong person, like on the fifth tier, like the fifth level of the cell block, that's about, 80 feet in the air or something like that?
Yeah, easy.
You can go over the edge of that thing, and you're not going to live through that.
No.
It's concrete and steel, you know what I'm saying? So I can kind of understand that, but I know Mansfield has always been very, very laid back about things like that, too. We've always had a great time there.
I've always found that the people at Mansfield, the people who go to Mansfield, I mean, you're essentially donating $50 or whatever it is, $50, $100 to be there overnight, and you want to not only check out the place and be in such a historical structure, but also you want to hope to see a ghost or something, or in this case, what was it? Not Big and Tasty. What is it?
Big Nasty. We'll tell you about him later, Gene. That's something we can tell you about that place. We know a lot of stories. But you know what? We're going to be going and doing this work with you this coming weekend. And, I know you work with the Buckeye State Paranormal and Haunting Investigators. And how long has this group been around, if I may ask?
I started the group officially probably 2.5 to 3 years ago.
Okay. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just say one of the questions you said we asked earlier was about the ghost hunts there at Mansfield.
Yeah, yeah.
They have 15 open ones scheduled this year.
Really?
And they are totally sold out.
Yeah.
All the way through the end of November.
That's how it's been for a couple years.
When I checked over a month ago, it was a month and a half to 2 months ago when I checked, there were just a couple of slots open for the very last one. That's all there was. And I knew, like, within a few days they would have filled that one up. So,
yeah. And, you know, that's credit to the people there. I mean, that's the way to restore a historic building.
It is.
But now we're going to be going on this ghost hunt with you, and I know there's some things that you have pet peeves as a ghost hunter.
He has a laundry list of pet peeves.
Well, I think these are some really things. These are cool things to talk about too. One of them you mentioned to us, Gene, was stupid skeptic tricks. Now that's a pretty broad thing. I'd like to know what your thoughts are on that.
Well, it seems like any time that I'm brought someplace to kind of debate ghost hunting, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this, the decks are always stacked. If you have a skeptic in a ghost hunter, I'll guarantee the skeptic always gets the last word. And that's just poor moderating, but it always ends up that way. The other thing they'll do is, and no matter how much you can give them credit and evidence of something, they always ask for more. They always just keep raising that bar to the level to make themselves look like I got you now, you can't answer this.
And that's that's actually very interesting because it raises a question, to me at least, of, okay, where is the end of the line here? Where can I, how much do I have to keep giving you and giving you until you finally are satisfied with the results I have?
They never will be.
Exactly.
I mean, they've made up their mind already.
And I am. I'm as skeptical as they go about a lot of things, but I mean, but we're open-minded about things, though, too. I mean,
I really like to, I tend to just frustrate them because I won't argue them when I run across skeptics, which I do, in my daily life, etc. And they're like, well, why do you believe in ghosts? Well, I saw one once. I once hit it with my car. I tell the same story that I tell everybody because I've only ever seen one. I mean, I don't think they're common.
Yeah.
But I tell them the same story, and then they always come back with, well, it could have been your mind and blah blah blah, and I'm like, I don't know. I've been here a lot of years, and I've seen a lot of things, and that was the only thing that I can come up with for that. So unless you prove to me that it wasn't, it was a ghost, and there you go. And then they get frustrated and tend to leave. So it works out really well.
Yeah, and one of the other things is, they'll ask you, well, when you're using your equipment, how do you know that you're detecting something odd? And we're like, well, because we use it in non-haunted location also, so we know the difference between haunted and non-haunted responses on our equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently a lot of ghost hunting groups don't do that.
I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't. a lot of groups, I don't think they are that concise, though, Gene. And we talked to Larry Flaxman last weekend, remember, Doug?
Yeah.
And that was one of the things he pointed out, is that, the haphazardness, if we want to push this field forward, the haphazardness kind of has to be put to the wayside, and people need to start, and that includes us, too. That includes myself and Doug and everybody in our contingent.
But see, my equipment I use for weddings and
I mean just general organization and stuff like that, like documenting everything you do and things like that. Something we don't do still.
Well, that's true.
And it's something we could do. So I think that's what you're talking about also, Gene, is that, that's what I think I'm getting from what you're saying, is that, I don't think a lot of groups still do that. And that's one of the things that it's going to have to start happening, I think.
More groups are. I mean, I know Metro Paranormal, for example, they document everything. They are thorough.
Yeah, very thorough.
And they put it all together in a big report at the end of an investigation night, and they do practice investigations. They do investigations of places that aren't haunted, as controls. I mean, they are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine more and more groups are going to start, taking that kind of tack. Or track.
Well, I think what groups should start doing is start getting more experts in their group, right, Gene? Thank you.
I'm still waiting to see an expert. So,
well, yeah, and I don't. I'm going to let you do this one, Gene, because I beat this subject to death. What is your take on this, please? I mean, I'd like to hear what you have to say about it.
There are none. can I get any shorter than that?
I think that's about as concise as you can get, though. I mean, there are none. And I'll back you up on that, Gene. If somebody tells you in this field, and I've been saying this for years now, if somebody tells you in this field, they come to you and say, well, I'm an expert
I'm a certified expert in the field of ghost hunting or EVP analysis. Run to the hills as fast as you can, because they're lying to you. There's no experts, and you're right, Gene.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't have any problem with groups certifying people inside of their groups. But, you know, groups that try to sell somebody a certified paranormal course, you know, send the money to me. I'll use it better than they can.
Yeah. And that's the truth. I mean, there are a lot of, we've talked about it before, Doug, you remember? We've talked about it in discussions we've had at conferences, and we make it very clear that if they're trying to sell something like that to you, it's about as useful as this piece of paper I'm holding after the show. Because it's
or before the show sometimes.
Yeah.
In this case, no, you know, after the show, because it's full of good information. You know, what's interesting is there are indeed people who I respect.
Oh, yeah.
Because of their ideas, because of their level of experience, because of the things that they, you know, just the knowledge that they've gained over years and years and years. But typically, the people that I respect in this field don't usually bill themselves as an expert. That's usually tagged on, like if they're in a movie or a show or a documentary.
They
got to
give
them
some title.
They'll give them a title and it'll say, you know, ghost expert or demon expert or, you know, whatever.
A lot of these people go, don't call me that, please, I'm not one.
Yeah,
and
most
of them
know better than that. But the thing is most of the people that I respect are, you know, probably the closest things we have to them, but it's just really experience and self-training and learning and having been there for
many years.
Doing this for years and years and years. So but you don't just put on a hat and say, not in this field, and say, oh, I'm now an expert in ghosts or orbs or whatever, because it doesn't happen.
Here's another well, go ahead, Gene, I'm sorry.
It's hard to be an expert on something that we don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, there's no, I mean, how many times do we have to say it, people? And I still see it, though, too, but we've done enough complaining the last few months on this show, so we'll leave it at that. People know, I think a lot of people out there know the story with that, as far as our MO and Gene's MO now also, too. Here's an interesting one I wanted to talk about also, Gene, that you mentioned to us. You can't prove the paranormal by using the paranormal. I really need to know what your thoughts are on this.
I guess, you know, psychics on an investigation. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't prove what a psychic is seeing or feeling. So that, in my personal stance, is that is not evidence. Because you cannot prove that. That's using the paranormal to try to prove the paranormal. And I put things as divining rods in the same category. You don't know how they're using, so how do you know? You don't know how they work, so how do you know you're getting anything on that?
Mm-hmm. Well, what about?
Well, that's true, but I have to say, I've used them. I used a pair of divining rods. I made them, right?
And they almost took my head off one day.
Oh, well, that was the land purpose. No, I'm only kidding.
No, I was the one holding them when they almost took my head off.
Well, I have to say, one time did they move for me on their own, and you know. That's all I'm saying. Like, if you sit there and they're, like, wisping around or whatever, you know, that's cute and everything. But when they get it in, I mean, I know they don't have a mind, but when they get it in their mind, because it's the closest, like, phrase that I can figure out to use for this, to move, and they move on their own, oh, you know it. You absolutely know it.
Yeah.
Can you tell me why they moved?
Oh, I have no idea. I just know they were really, really upset about something.
Gene 1, Doug 0.
No, I think it was probably Bonnie. They probably wanted to know where Bonnie was.
Well, what about,
I don't
know. Gene, what about,
yeah, blame me.
Yeah,
a lot of groups, I think, Gene, are using a healthy mix of the two, though. I mean, the hard science and instrument driven ghost hunting approach, along with maybe bringing a sensitive into maybe, like, correlate stuff back and forth. You don't do any of that at all?
No.
So you guys I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think the reason is as soon as you put a sensitive into a scientific investigation, you're tilting the scales. Because there's so much investigator bias that can be brought into that. You know, to find a sensitive that will go through a location and say absolutely nothing or react to absolutely nothing while everybody else is doing the scientific stuff is so rare. I've not ran into one yet.
I'm trying to think if I have ever run into one.
And
you know, so as soon as they say, oh, there's something in that corner,
Yeah.
I'll guarantee there's something in that corner.
Oh. Well, so, yes.
And so the entire investigation has been slanted.
That's an interesting, that is a really interesting take as far as, I mean, and the thing is, well.
I still think, Gene, we're going to have a little bit of a disagreement here. But I really
I see his point, but I mean, like I said, I like to try to use that.
I understand, but I think that if the information comes, if you get good information from somebody, and you can get some verifiable information from psychics.
Well, that's
sometimes.
What I was going to say, yeah.
And if you get verifiable information, or if you get, you know, something, anything, to help with, you know, to help create a theory or something, at least the information got there somehow. So I'm looking for the information more than the hardcore, like, okay, I'm not going to accept this because I'm out to prove it. I would like to know more about the history and the haunting and the kind of stuff. Of course, I've seen a ghost once, so you don't have to prove to me about the ghosts. But so I'm more interested in the history and the story behind it.
Yeah.
And if it comes from a psychic or from research or from, you know, science, then it doesn't matter how it gets there as long as we piece together the story and we've got a story.
I think, you know, that's the key word. And, Gene, this may tie into verifiable, you said. The problem I have...
Some of it is going to be verifiable. Some of it will still be flights of fancy.
That's the thing right there. The problem I have with psychics is that, I've been through a lot of places where you hear this huge story...
I have to.
You know,
I agree.
With these big names and all this, you know, this mythological, and I'm like going... You know, did we just step into a D&D game or something here? What's going on?
And I've been in situations like that, and yes, I put all that stuff in a little box, and I put it on a special shelf. you know, the BS shelf. And not Bonnie Spittler's shelf, either.
Thank you.
On a completely different shelf, and never look at it again. So I've been in that case, too, Gene, but not... But there have been some people that I've, like, wow, that totally amazes me.
But from a scientific viewpoint,
I think he's scared to talk.
Gene, you there, Gene?
Yeah, I'm just sitting back listening. You guys are doing fine. I guess you're kind of proving my point why you don't bring a psychic in, because nobody can agree.
Well, no, we all have different opinions on this, and I do see your side of it completely, Gene. You know, but I've met some pretty interesting people out there who at least they say they're sensitives. I'll give it that. They say they're sensitives, you know. But my biggest thing, and I'm going to say it again, is that, you know, I'd like to verify things. I've heard a lot of stories from a lot of people, and I go, you know, how can we verify this? And and then I get the hums and haws. So I'm with you on that, Gene. There is a lot of hubbub going on.
But I think my goal in ghost hunting now, and remember, I've been doing this for the better part of a decade, what are we, 7-8 years now?
Yeah.
And I've been interested in the paranormal for forever. Well, my goal has changed.
Well, so has mine, too. I mean,
my goal has changed. I don't think I'm going to convince the amazing Randy of anything. I really don't. I don't think I'm going to convince people who are... complete skeptics, and I don't think I want to anymore. It would have been nice at one time, but now I don't think I want to. I want to know the history of these places. It's just like how, you know, when you're in high school and junior high, they make you watch those National Geographic things, you know? We're exploring the deep blue. It's like, oh gosh, not again. Okay, I'll just take a nap here and drool on myself. But now I'll sit there and watch National Geographic Channel for hours on it. Well, no, I won't because I don't watch TV. But I'm interested enough in it to do that. Same thing with history. History bored me to tears when I was young. But now, and even when I started ghost hunting. But now, wow. Some of this stuff is fascinating. When we dug into the history of the Whispers Estate, I mean, that was just one little thing in a town doctor, you know, and I thought, wow, this is fascinating stuff. And when we dug into the history of what's the clothing, the resale shop in
Second Impressions.
Yeah, at Second Impressions. The lady, Thanksgiving Day and all this stuff. Wow, that's just fascinating stuff. I'm into the history. So if a psychic wants to walk in and say, okay, I'm sensing the history of the place and blah, 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 here it is, and then I can go and research some of it, that's my goal, is to fill in the story, not to prove to the amazing Randy that there's a ghost there. Well, so my goal changed.
And that's where the goal, I think that's where our goals are different. Gene, obviously you guys are trying to get some, ouch, get some zeros and ones on this, right?
And I took up all of our time.
Yeah, you did. Gene, you still there?
Yeah.
You guys are trying to lay this stuff down.
See, Gene, you forgot, and you're like, okay, that's no longer a conversation. It's an oration by Doug. I'm sorry. Your website is www.bsphi.com. We're going to see you in, what, 6-7 days?
Yeah, we're going to be there with you all.
I can't wait. Absolutely can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. And, you know, the other thing, we started to talk about this briefly, but we kind of skipped over it. The reason we try to get other people to go with us is because it makes that much, if something does happen,
yeah,
it gives a broader range. The skeptics can't come back and say, it's just your group, it's your group's bias. And now we're going to say, no, we have 15 different groups here, and we all, in this time, saw the same thing.
And that's right there, the sociological approach that we were learning from Andrew Nichols a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
The stories absolutely are what counts, and I hope that we do have some stories to tell by next weekend. God, I can't talk anymore. I'm totally
I agree. We're going to go to break.
Gene, hang on the line. Don't leave us, okay? Stay right with us.
Sure, no problem.
Hang on for a bit. Gene Lafferty of www.bsphi.com. Coming up, David Warner. We're going to be talking about, this is the out-of-body experience, which, of course, is something that I am deeply interested in. That website, invisiblelight.us. Call it up on your browsers, and we'll be back momentarily.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.